Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, we worship you and praise you and thank you for this great and mighty, awesome, beautiful day that you have made. You make such awesome days. But Lord, you made everything. Everything that we have comes from you. The air we breathe comes from you, and we worship you for that, and we praise you. The beautiful colors we can see, everything, the sun, the moon, everything, the earth, it's all made by you and for you, and nothing exists except it was made by you and for you. And Lord, what a privilege to live on this beautiful earth, and Lord, just to know you. And Lord, as the word goes out today, may you bless the word as the word of God goes out. Lord, convict us of the things we do wrong and help us to understand who we are in Christ so that we can get great and mighty things done. Now, Lord, as the word goes out today, I ask you to touch our hearts and our minds with the mighty word of the living God and use it to bring glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, I want to talk about a scripture. A person asked me a question in church the other night, and they was asking me about words. And I was teaching on words and how powerful our words are and how we are a product of what we have said throughout our life. In other words, the world you live in is the world you have spoken into existence with your own mouth. Now, I know most people don't believe God's word when it says life and death is in the power of the tongue, and every man shall eat the fruit of his tongue. But your tongue, these words that we speak out of our mouth, will either put us over in life or they will condemn us in life. It's just like this one little idle word I'm going to mention right here up front. When people say, "That just tickles me to death." How many of you have heard somebody say that, or you've said it yourself? Wonder why we say, "That tickles me to death," instead of "That tickles me to life." Well, I quit saying that word, "tickles me to death," years and years ago. If I say, "That tickles me," I say, "That just tickles me to life." And somebody will say, "Gee, I never heard anybody say that." I say, "What a shame." But since I learned that how much power they are in my words, I started saying what I want instead of saying what everybody else says, because it will bring forth an early death. You have to be so careful what you say. Now then, I'm going to start off today in this study with a scripture that's in Matthew 12:36. Now I want you to listen to what God said here in His Word. He said, "Every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." Wow. Every idle word that men shall speak, not just every word that you speak, but every idle word, just when you're sitting around doing nothing, just talking. Every idle word you will give account of in the day of judgment. That's kind of startling, isn't it? Now, I'm going to tell you that there's nothing in the world reveals the lack of real spirituality more quickly and thoroughly than foolish talking. All this jesting and idle words. A perpetual flow of foolish talking and nonsensical joking labels a shallow Christian as one who has no concern for others and no burden for the lost and the suffering. Although this may seem like a very small matter in the eyes of many, there are few spiritual diseases which are more devastating and contagious than idle words. Now then, I want you to think about this scripture I'm going to read to you in Ephesians 5, verse 3 and 4. Now I want to show you how God classes foolish talking along with some very, very unattractive companions. Now listen to this in Ephesians 5:3. "But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become a saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks." Did you notice the group of words that he lumped those together with there. These are very, very unattractive companions. Can you imagine fornication and uncleanliness being associated with simple little things like foolish talking or jesting? But that's where God put that. And if you don't believe that, you go back to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 3, and you read that yourself, and you see what your Bible says. Now, I'm telling you, Jesus himself declared evil thoughts, adulterers, fornicators, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile the man. Now, that's written for you in Mark 7:21. Foolishness, then, will defile a man the same as fornication. There are many who would never kill or steal, yet they will enter the pulpit or your workplace or anywhere else and publicly and unashamedly reveal by their words that they are defiled within. How many men have I seen that go to church on Sunday and then tell a dirty joke on Monday morning? I just can't, or some foul word will come out of his mouth. Some word of profanity. I have never yet found a man being mightily used of the Lord to bring deliverance to the sick and sinful whose mouth is filled with foolishness. There are those who entertain the people. Sometimes you even get hearty laughs in response to their jokes and nonsense. But when a real need arises, it's not there. You haven't got what it takes to get people saved, healed, and delivered. They're unable to bring deliverance, and they're unable to be a blessing. At times, they may even try to put off the usual lightness and preach or teach about deeply spiritual things. But to those who hear them, there is no ring of sincerity and no real persuasion that they speak as the words of God. Now, they are like sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. I do not wish to infer that God's people should go around with a long face all the time, having no joy. God's people should be the happiest people in the world. Once you learn who you are, then you can absolutely quote this verse in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, where Paul said, "Rejoice evermore." He commanded us to rejoice. Now, God's people may be so happy that they will shout, sing, clap their hands, dance, laugh, and even leap for joy. We are absolutely commanded in Psalms 100 to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing, because that's written in Psalms 100. And then in Psalm 47:1, he says, "Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and the harp." He even wrote that for us in Psalms 149. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. You know, we had a man one time was a deacon in a Baptist church, and I was a deacon in that same church, and his daughter married a man, and the man she married went to a church where they served some or at least a little bit of alcoholic beverages, and also they believed in dancing. So that night they had a champagne toast at the marriage, one little tiny glass. I didn't drink any, but several of them did. And then he got up and danced with his daughter. She wanted her daddy to dance with him, with her the first dance. So she did. And he did. They danced together. After it was over, he came over and said, "Thurman, what am I going to say tomorrow in my Bible study class for those that saw me do this tonight?" I said, "Turn to Psalm 150 and read it to them." And so he opened the Word of God, and he turned to Psalm 150 and he read that and he came back and said, praise God for Psalm 150. I said, isn't it amazing what is in the Word of God? We are supposed to sing and clap and dance and praise God. He says we're to praise Him with singing and with the timbrel and the harp. You know, after David danced before the Lord with all his might, then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. That's written in Psalms 126, 2 and 3. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because that's written in Luke 6:23. For the joy of the Lord is your strength, Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So if the joy of the Lord is your strength, don't you think you should be joyful in the Lord? If you will be joyful in the Lord and worship and praise Him, He will be your strength and He will renew your youth daily like the eagles, just like that great benefit package declares in Psalm 103. And you can be a great and wonderful Christian, and you don't have to have, and you know, you don't have to be weak. The Christian who doesn't have joy is a weak Christian and is a poor representation of the faith he claims. If he doesn't begin to experience joy, that Christian will probably soon be completely backslidden and seeking his joy somewhere else. The joy which brings strength is rejoicing in the Lord. It is not rejoicing in the power of our own strength, but now you rejoice in your boastings. All such boasting, we should boast in the Lord. We should not boast in ourselves, because if we boast in ourselves, that's evil. But we should boast in the Lord. Many who are guilty of the sin of foolish, excessive, and unprofitable talking will at first be tempted to brand me as a fanatic and rise to the defense of their pet sin. You will declare that it is a mistake to take things too seriously. However, you can find no spiritual or scriptural defense for your view. I'm telling you, rescuing the lost and bringing deliverance to the suffering is serious business, and it requires the whole heart and mind of the one who is consecrated to the task. So whatever you do, do it God's way and win the loss. Let me invite you to call me at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also like to invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. We're in North Dallas at 10921 Shady Trail. 10921 Shady Trail. The Living Savior Church, we start at 2 p.m. We go to 4 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. We have many wonderful testimonies, people that have been healed and delivered. Our God is doing a great and mighty work at the Living Savior Church. Praise the Lord Jesus.